You Like Me by Kimberly FDR. Author's notes. Immediately follows Irresistible.
You drugged me.
Only a little, Rodney attempted.
I was cleaning your room, John shot back.
And you did a very nice job, I might add, though I don't normally roll my socks like that because it stretches the...
McKay!
Yes, well, never mind.
Why would you do something that stupid?
Because of your scientific curiosity, John mocked.
Because the great Rodney McKay couldn't let an opportunity go by without getting right in the middle of it. And, oh hey, let's get the Colonel involved, too.
What was it, McKay?
Because I wanted you to like me,
Rodney shot back, sadness crossing his face. I wanted you to like me, okay?
You wanted me to...
Rodney, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I already like you. No, you don't. You put up with me. You suffer through my rants and explanations, but it's not as if you choose to. You have to.
Rodney,
Shepherd tried to cut in, but Rodney was on a roll. You like Ronan with his running and shooting and all that, and you like Taylor, because, honestly, who doesn't like Taylor? But me, I'm the third wheel. Well, fourth wheel. But you get the idea.
I like you, Rodney. I've liked you for a long time. I threw you off a balcony, didn't I?
A look of disbelief and horror crossed Rodney's face. You think throwing me off a balcony proves you like me? Shepherd, you seriously need to work on your debating skills.
Fine. Who saved you from that sinking jumper last year?
Because you thought you could save Captain Griffin.
Yes, Rodney. I manned a rescue effort, pulled in people from every department I could, and dragged Zelenka down to the bottom of the ocean with me so I could save Griffin.
Sure. Well, it's the whole leave no man behind motto you've got going.
And I guess that whole incident with Narina didn't prove anything.
You purposely came in and stole away the one girl that showed me any kind of interest. And that's supposed to prove you like me.
I wasn't doing it to get her, Rodney.
What? A look of confusion crossed his face. Seriously, what?
I might have been a little jealous, okay?
You were jealous? Of me finally getting some attention on a mission? Oh, that's just typical. You can get any girl you want, and the one time I...
Rodney. I wasn't jealous of you, all right? I was jealous of her.
You were jealous of... But... What?
I like you, okay? I mean, I really like you. So you don't have to prove anything, or be somebody else, or drug me to make me do it. Because I already do.
John stepped closer to Rodney, emphasizing his words.
I like you.
You like me? John sighed.
Yes, Rodney, I like you. And maybe I'm not the best at showing it, but I'm trying. I mean, we hang out together when it's not even required, and I dress up when we play our game.
That's dressing up. McKay! Okay, well, maybe I do, too.
You do, too, what?
Dress up when we play. Enjoy spending time with you.
Like you.
You mean,
like me?
What are you, a 14-year-old girl? Rodney snapped.
Wait, let me get this straight. You like me, And I like you, and... Huh. Yeah. How about that? Rodney smiled a little. What do you think we should do about it?
Well, a customary first step would be kissing, right? I mean, if we're taking suggestions here.
Suggestions are definitely worth considering, John said, as he fitted his body against Rodney's. I'm always open to suggestions.
And then his lips pushed against Rodney's, soft and willing, but with a measure of strength that no woman could satisfy. But all too quickly, Rodney was pulling away.
Wait, wait a minute! You're still high, aren't you? You're just doing this because I told you to.
No herbs, no drugs. Just me.
You and me.
Oh. Rodney sighed. Good. That's good. They pressed their lips together once more, John reaching out, hungry, wanting more and more. But once again, Rodney couldn't stop talking.
Because I'd hate to think that this was some sort of after-effect of the drug, and then you'll wake up and regret this, because I'm never going to regret this, and...
McKay! Rodney stopped talking, eyes wide.
Shut up, John said, leaning in.
I can do that. Lips pressed against his. I can definitely do that, Rodney sighed, as he lost himself in the experience.
John liked him. He really liked him.